This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the continued momentum in India-Israel strategic partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening their ties for mutual benefits. The two leaders strongly condemned terrorism and reiterated their zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Prime Minister's office said the two leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for efforts towards a just and durable peace in the region, including early implementation of the Gaza peace plan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today supported the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise, asserting that the Constitution guarantees the Election Commission the sole authority to prepare the electoral rolls. He emphasized that the Special Intensive Revision of electoral rolls is the sole responsibility of the Election Commission and it is intended to purify the electoral rolls. Mr. Shah made these remarks while responding to the discussion on electoral reforms in the Lok Sabha.
Free and fair chunav karane ka.
The responsibility to conduct free and fair elections has been given to the Election Commission by our Constitution. The responsibility of preparing the electoral roll and making corrections to it has also been to the Election Commission. Under Article 324, the Constitution has given the Election Commissioner complete control over the formation of the Election Commission. The appointment of the Election Commissioner and the conduct of elections to the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, Legislative Assemblies, the Vice President and the President.
Defending the ongoing SIR exercise, the Home Minister pointed out that the first SIR exercise was conducted in 1952 under the Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. Participating in the debate, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that whenever the opposition loses an election, it raises questions about the electoral processes. Earlier, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal alleged that Election Commission is becoming partisan. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha held the discussion, marking the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram for the second day today. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah had initiated the discussion on Vande Mataram yesterday. Participating in the discussion, Ramila Bain Vicharbhai Bara of the BJP described Vande Mataram as a powerful inspiration for all Indians in their fight for independence from British rule. BJP leader Ramchandra Jangada also praised the song, calling it a symbol of national unity and inspiration. Jairam Ramesh of the Congress said that the national song was recited at every session of the Congress. BJP today criticized the Congress for its remarks in connection with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visit. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi termed the remarks as condemnable, saying that Mr. Modi goes abroad on official visits and for the work of the nation. He claimed the Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, goes abroad after every parliament session for vacation. Mr. Trivedi said the Congress, which remained in power for long, must know the difference between foreign visit on duty and foreign visit on vacation. He also accused Mr. Gandhi of tarnishing the image of the country during his visits. A Delhi court today rejected transit anticipatory bail plea of Luthra Brothers, the owners of Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub in Goa, which caught fire, claiming lives of 25 people on weekend. The court sought a response from Goa government on the transit anticipatory bail filed by the Luthra Brothers, accused in the nightclub fire. The matter was listed for hearing for tomorrow. The Indian hockey team clinched to their first bronze medal at 2025 FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup in Chennai today, and the host recorded a sensational 4-2 comeback win against Argentina, scoring 4 goals in 11 minutes to secure third place in the tournament. And that's the end of the news bulletin.